Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. You know, for over 40 years, I've been covering, as a Christian journalist, what God's been doing, and there's a lot of exciting things. You don't hear a whole lot about it in the media. In fact, I was watching Mark Levin the other night, and he interviewed John Hagee, and he was saying, boy, you don't see evangelicals interviewed in the media very much. He said, it's almost like going down to the zoo and seeing some odd creature. And sometimes we kind of feel like that in the secular culture, but you know what? There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. And my guest today has seen about as much and probably more than I have. So I want to welcome you again to my podcast and just tell my listeners that we just finished a trip down memory lane because Stephen Strader and I have known each other. We decided since 1966, so that's a long time.
Long time.
A whole lifetime. So during that time, we have seen God move, and you're from Lakeland, Florida, where I grew up, and there have been some great revivals. Probably the best known was with Rodney Howard Brown. Why don't you remind me and tell my listeners kind of really what happened?
Well, I added it up one time. It was like 12 or 13 moves of God that came through my dad's church. First Assembly of God, then Carpenter's Home. And up until about 1986, we had experienced like Dwight Thompson. He would come and do extended meetings. Richard Vineyard with the Voice of Healing. We'd had Oral Roberts, James Robeson, the Happy Hunters. I mean, we had huge meetings that would last sometimes 4 or 5 days or even multiple weeks. But as you remember, in the late 80s, we lost Jim Baker, PTL. We lost Jimmy Swaggart. Both of them had helped dedicate the building and were friends of my dad's. And so we got caught in that backwash of everything. And our church went down from 5,000 all the way down to just over 3,000 people overnight. I mean, less than 2 year period of time. So in the 1990s, the church had split. We were down to about maybe 1,900 people, and we were desperate. And that's when the whole prayer movement started. Remember Larry Lee and the prayer movement? And we got caught up in that, started praying, fasting every Monday night. 1993, my dad sees on television this evangelist from South Africa, Rodney Howard Brown. Didn't know anything about him. Of all people, it was John Jacobs interviewing him on TBN. And of course, as you know, John Jacobs and the Power Team came out of First Assembly of God. So there we were in 1993, and my dad said, I want that guy to come preach in my church. Well, they found him preaching down in Stuart, Florida. And I remember the day I was doing some staging and lighting media stuff on the platform. Rodney Howard Brown walks in, and my dad introduces me to Rodney. I think Rodney was 33 years old, just a young man. And my dad says, we're going to have Rodney preach at our church in a few months. And I said, okay. So about 6 weeks before he came, he was up in the Inverness Spring Hill area of Florida, which is north of Tampa. My dad says, hey, go over and check him out, because none of us had been in his meetings or anything. And I took a group of intercessors over there. We all got hit by the power of God. We saw children being hit by the power of God. I came back, told everybody at Carpenter's Home, this is incredible. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the power of God's even touching me now just talking about it. From day one, when Rodney Howard Brown came into the building, the anointing hit. And what was scheduled to be 1 week went 2 weeks, then 4 weeks. We took a couple weeks off. He came back 4 more weeks. Took a couple of weeks off, and we went 2 weeks. Then he took about a month off, came back, did 2 more weeks. By January of 1994, we had gone 16 weeks of revival. Nobody was doing that in the mid-90s. Nobody. A part of the story that very few people know is that I was the television producer. I was producing the programs for TBN. They were being aired on TBN at 5 a.m. Pensacola time. And John Kilpatrick was watching them. And he and his wife were hit by the Holy Spirit. By that time, Toronto had been started by Randy Clark. And Randy Clark had been hit at Carpenter's Home in January of 1994. He had gone to Toronto. It had gone from Toronto to England. Steve Hill had gone to England, got hit by the power of God, comes to John Kilpatrick's church in 95, and that's how Toronto and Brownsville both got started, people being hit in 93 and 94 in Lakeland at Carpenter's Home Church.
And it even goes beyond that because Claudio Friedson from Argentina
yes.
tells how he went to Toronto, I think.
No, actually, Claudio, if I got the story right, was hit in a Benny Hinn meeting when Benny Hinn called Rodney out of the audience, had Rodney come up and pray for him, but at that time, Claudio didn't speak English. So nobody interpreted for him who Rodney was or what he was saying, and Rodney prayed for him. So then Claudio goes down to Argentina, and the revival blows up there in the Assemblies of God. And what's funny is, don't tell anybody this, okay? This is top secret. The Assemblies of God rejected the revival that was happening at Carpenter's Home, but they accepted the revival that was happening in Argentina, not knowing that Argentina had come out of Lakeland. Shh, don't tell anybody. So that's what happened. And in Claudio, I started traveling with Rodney. I traveled with Rodney as his personal assistant for about 7 months. During that time, Claudio came to Dallas to meet Rodney for the first time. When they walked into the room, I was standing there about 10 feet away. When they walked into the room, both of them embraced. Power God hit them. It was like they got hit with a lightning bolt and both fell under the power. Before anybody could catch them or anything, just bam, right to the floor. Well, by that time, Claudio was speaking a little bit of English, and Rodney brought him up into the pulpit to share the story, and that's how I heard it. Now, if Claudio did go to Toronto, I don't know. It could have happened before or after that meeting. I don't know. But I was in the room when Rodney and him met the first time.
You would remember better than I did, but as you were telling how one thing tied to another, I remembered vaguely hearing Claudio tell that, you know, there was that kind of connection. And you know, there's probably a lot of these things that happen that we're not really aware of.
Well, did you know we didn't know that story for 3 years? And the only way we found out the story was John Kilpatrick came to speak in Lakeland at a Church of God down the road. And he got up on a Sunday night and told the story. He had never told us the story. We didn't even know that we were tied to Brownsville. Didn't know that.
Of course, I've known John Kilpatrick for years. I had the privilege of visiting really all those places you talked about, including driving down a bunch of times to hear Rodney. And, you know, it's not something you do every single day, but it's close enough to drive.
Wasn't it your son and your wife that got hit so hard in those meetings?
I think so.
And they came home like at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you going, what's going on in Lakeland?
You're right. Now, he would have had a younger brother, and so I'm sure I stayed home to babysit, but you're right. My son was a teenager then, son Cameron, and we can thank God for those experiences. Now, we can move ahead, and your father, who is now 90 years old, great man of God, accomplished so many things, but he's retired now, and you pastor your own church called Ignite.
Ignited. Yeah. And in 2005, Dad sold the Carpenter's Home facility to who was then Randy and Paula White, and they held it for a time. They went through their marriage difficulties, lost that building. But I took the congregation, moved 1 mile north, and remodeled a factory, or not a factory, but a like a home repair building place, called it Ignited Church in 2005. I think it was December, and I became the senior pastor. And that's how that happened. So I'm about 1 mile north of where the Carpenter's home used to be.
And then revival broke out in Lakeland again.
That's right. In 2008, we were scheduled to host a young evangelist, Todd Bentley, for a five-day Signs and Wonders conference. And about 2 weeks before the event, his staff called me and they said, Todd is canceling his own Signs and Wonders conference and inviting everybody to come to Florida. And I said, wait, we only seat 700. What are we going to do? And they said, Todd said that's what he's going to do. And so from the first night, we were packed out. I had already prepared overflow. By the end of the week, we had 1,200 people inside the building in overflow. We decided to go one more week, and we had 400, 500, 600 people standing outside. So I set up a big screen television outside, out front. And then finally, we ended up moving seven times, and we built a big, giant metal frame building, stretched canvas over it, and called it a tent out at the Lakeland Airport. And nightly, we had 10,000 people, 7 days a week. The morning services still had ignited with 1,200 people in the mornings, and then at night, seven nights a week under the big tent.
And, of course, God TV, or one of the networks.
Yeah, it was God TV. We actually started with a webcast on Ustream. Nobody had heard of Ustream. One of my media guys found it. And we started off, we had 500, 600, 700 viewers. Within days, we had 1 million viewers. And Ustream was calling us saying, what are you guys doing? You're crashing our system. What's going on? And we just told them. So they started adding servers to us and everything else. We had 1.5 million people watching on Ustream with a little two-camera system, cost me less than 10 grand, all over the world. God TV picks it up the second week, videotaped it, overnighted it to New York. It was uploaded to Jerusalem via fiber optics. And after 3 days, their phones were blowing up, millions of people all over the world watching. So then they took it live. So we were going live on God TV, worldwide satellite, from about 8 in the evening until 11. They would record that and then play it back immediately. So 9 hours a night, and they estimate we had crowds of 40 million viewers. That's Super Bowl numbers. It was amazing.
Out of little Lakeland, Florida.
Yeah. And so even up until probably 6 months ago, we were one of Ustream's biggest subscribers, but now they're making me pay for it. I've been free for 10 years.
How about that? Well, I want to ask you about what happened in your own life as recently as just a few days ago. But without going into a lot of detail, the thing with Todd did not end so nicely. You know, people make their decisions. And
sure.
There were a number of ministers who kind of confronted Todd. And the bottom line is that I felt that you handled a very difficult situation well. And in 2008, I wrote the 8 people that I admired most. And I
thank you, brother.
I don't remember who they all were, but
Sarah Palin, Mike Huckabee, and then there's me. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
My buddy from 1966. So
but I will tell you this, and you know it's true. Every major ministry throughout history, since even the early 1900s at Azusa Street, 95 to 96% of them had some type of major conflict, whether it was marriage or alcohol or the way they did business or whatever, there was major problems with. And the Lord showed me with Todd and with all these other ministries, it's a Samson-type anointing where Samson played with the anointing. He did riddles. He was careless with who he married, all of that kind of stuff, yet he still ended up in the hall of faith. That does not give us a license to sin. We should never follow that pattern. But we have to know that God's ways are not our ways, and we've got to leave that up to God.
And God has always used flawed leaders.
Absolutely.
Nearly everybody in the Bible.
Well, you're talking to one right here. I mean, I got flaws that we are not talking about on radio. But you ask my wife or my kids, they'll tell you some of my flaws.
Oh, listen, I remember you as a teenager. You did something so bad one time, they shaved your head.
I know that? Don't go there, Steve.
What was it? It was like...
In the Bahamas. It was in the Bahamas. But don't talk about it. Shh.
Yeah, you're like 12 years old. I mean...
Yeah, I did. I got my head shaved over that.
And that was back when long hair was really cool and shaved heads worked.
Oh, yeah. No, buddy. I was shamed. It took a year for my hair to grow out. But I will tell you that what has happened to me especially, and you and I talked briefly about it, was this past weekend, two very powerful men of God, Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets, were in the Tampa Bay area, and they confirmed some prophetic words that both of them had delivered in my pulpit. Dutch has preached in my pulpit, so has Chuck, and both of them prophesied, and they believe, and I believe, that the entire state of Florida is going to be the key to another outpouring that this time is going to blanket the United States and then is going to flow out to the nations. And I think that, I mean, literally, I'm expecting something huge to happen even in the next few days. And there's nothing to look at. I mean, you can't look on your iPhone and see a hurricane coming. But in the spirit realm, I feel there's a hurricane coming of a ginormous move of God. And I believe that it's going to be a combination of all the previous moves, healing movement, worship movement, river movement, prophetic movement, apostolic movement. I believe it's all going to merge into a huge river, and it's going to have fire on top. And that's the only way I can describe it. But it's coming. Get ready for it.
Well, that's exciting. We pray that you're prophesying right. And as we wrap this up, tell my listeners how they can connect with you, with Ignited Church. If they wanted to get more information, if they wanted to watch your live stream, how would they do that?
Yeah, just ignitedchurch.com is the website, ignitedchurch.com. And on Facebook, they can go to Ignited Church. Ignited Church, Lakeland, Florida, right on Facebook. And my personal Facebook is Stephen Strader with a PH. I always tell everybody, keep me PH balanced, Stephen Strader. And you can tell which Stephen Strader, because there's about six of them on Facebook. I'm the one with Superman over my shoulder. And there's a long story behind that. But I've got a statue of Superman over my right shoulder. Pick that up in the Philippines.
How about that? Well, I'm gonna use that line. I also spell Stephen with a PH.
Yeah, got to keep his PH balanced.
It's how it was spelled in the King James Bible.
That's right. We got to keep it biblical.
And there's also several people with my name on Facebook. I never thought I'd find another person that had my name. But anyway, it's nice to know that. And yes, we want to stay PH balanced. So.
That's right.
Thank you so much for sharing.
My
honor. We could have done this for probably hours. I mean, we just scratched the surface. But hopefully what we talked about will encourage people. Because, you know, little did we know growing up in Lakeland, Florida, how could we have envisioned in the 60s all that's happened since then?
That's right. And, you know, that's the number one question I get is why Lakeland? Number two is why you? Serious, that's the two questions I get.
It's called God's grace.
God's grace. Huge.
Undeserved favor.
Buckets load.
And so thank you for what you've done and your family and your church, but also thank you for your entire family. I mean, your parents had such a big impact on me and in fact, your father was a role model for me early, deciding to cover the charismatic movement and all
absolutely.
The publishing that we've done over the years and now doing other things. So, and of course, I've tried, you know, your parents know I feel that way, but I just felt I wanted to share that because good. I think that all of us need to have an attitude of gratitude. And
we
certainly do for the Straters, the whole family, for your friendship over the years. And it's just exciting to see the touch of God on your life. And so thank you for sharing that. And thank you for listening today to my podcast. If you missed the podcast, the other one where Stephen and I went down memory lane, you'll want to listen to it. You'll get some good chuckles.
Yep.
A lot of podcasts have humor. My podcasts are usually fairly serious because I guess I'm fairly serious, but I have a funny side too. So today we got to yuck it up a little bit and have fun. And so thank you, Stephen Strader.
My honor.
For being on the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.